With Good News for Today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. Welcome to our first episode. We start with a focus on missions. Many churches across the globe wrap up 2021 with generous giving to the Lottie Moon Christmas offering. The offering goes directly to meet the needs of the more than 3,600 Southern Baptist missionaries serving the Southern Baptist Convention International Mission Board. Giving to the special offering covers around 60% of the budget of the IMB, the world's largest missionary sending organization. Tim Lauterbach, IMB missionary to Panama, says the offering is vitally important.
The Lottie Moon Christmas offering is very instrumental in allowing us to live and build relationships with nationals, get involved in their ministries on a daily, weekly basis, so that in turn, when volunteers come, everything is strategic.
The annual Christmas offering allows churches like Green Acres Baptist in Tyler, Texas, Maranatha Baptist in Topeka, Kansas, First Baptist Church, Durham, North Carolina, and thousands more to partner together to accomplish the Great Commission. Speaking of the Great Commission, did you know that Send Relief recorded 293,000 gospel conversations in 2021? Send Relief is a collaboration between the North American Mission Board and the International Mission Board that works through Compassion Ministries to create opportunities for gospel conversations. Recently, trained disaster relief workers have been busy helping hundreds with tornado recovery in Kentucky and finding ways to serve almost 1,000 families who lost homes or businesses because of wildfires in northern Colorado. Stay with us. In just a moment, we'll hear how an underdog story held its own at the box office during the Christmas holiday. Good News for Today is made possible through our friends at the Voice of the Martyrs, a nonprofit organization that serves persecuted Christians around the world. Founded in 1967 by Richard and Sabina Wormbrand, VOM is dedicated to inspiring believers to deepen their commitment to Christ and to fulfill His Great Commission no matter the cost. Find out more and sign up for their free monthly magazine at vom.org/goodnews. American Underdog. The story of unlikely NFL Hall of Famer Kurt Warner proved to be a hit at the box office during this holiday season. The film by the Irwin brothers focused on Warner's faith, family, and football career. It brought in more than $15 million during the holiday movie season. Thanks for listening to this first episode of Good News for Today from Baptist Press. Find more news at baptistpress.com. You can also subscribe to Good News for Today wherever you listen to podcasts. I'm Brandon Porter.